there are two mitzvahs that we perform during the course of the year that seem to be somewhat similar to one another. One is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and the other is the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. So in both of them, the model seems to be the same. You have everyone sitting around in shul. One person gets up, and in case of Shofar, one person gets up and blows the Shofar. In case of Kriyas HaMegillah, one person gets up and reads the Megillah. Everybody's quiet, everybody listens, and everyone's yotzei. That's the way we'll perform these mitzvahs. It's not just us who seem to sense that there's some kind of a similarity between these mitzvahs. The Mishnayos and the Gemaras that lump together these two mitzvahs. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah speaks about Hayashomeh Tamagillah, Hayashomeh Tashofar, in terms of Kavana. There's certain similarities between them. Other things in Shas seem to compare to the two. So I'll just speak a little bit this morning about some of the similarities and some of the differences, to highlight some of the differences between this method of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyas Shofar in contrast to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. So when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara says that the bracha to Kriyas HaMegillah is Al Mikra Megillah. When it comes to the bracha of Kriyas Shofar, the Gemara doesn't say what the bracha is. In fact, it was a machlokes of Rishonim. Our meaning, of course, is following the Shittas Rambam to recite the bracha Lishma called Shofar. But the one Rishonim disagreed, I mean, the Tam primarily and others, well, that the bracha should be litkoa shofar, al tkiya shofar. That's really a technical question, what the nuance should be with al. But there are clear rishonim who said that the theme of the bracha should not be lishma kol shofar, rather the theme of the bracha should be litkoa shofar. So the Rad in the beginning of Masechet Tzachim, when the Gemara speaks about all sugyas of brachas and mitzvahs, differences why some brachas and mitzvahs have lamed and others have al. So the Rad has a whole discussion as to why is that the Chacham formulated these two brachas so fundamentally different from one another. The Rad was going the Ikles HaRambam that the bracha for shofar is l'shma kol shofar against the Nitam, and the Gemara says that the bracha for Megillah is al mikra Megillah. So the Rad asks a seemingly interesting question. My eye, manish tam of the bracha and shofar, that the bracha is l'shma kol shofar, and the bracha and Megillah is al mikra Megillah. It should have been, both of them should have been l'shma Megillah. Both of them should have been, just as al mikra, al litko, al l'chara, tkiya, is to kriya. Those are much closer to one another. So why is it, why do Chazal formulate these brachas in such a way? So the Ran's kasha sounds like an exciting kasha. It sounds like we're ready, getting ready for a yisayid, the fundamental yisayid. And the Ran lets us down a little bit. And the Ran says, well, there's no real difference between Tkiya Shofar and Kriyas HaMegillah. There really is no fundamental lumdish reason that should have differentiated in terms of the Nusach HaBracha. The reason, says the Ran, is just a little bit of a Lashon HaKodesh issue. Says the Ran, the word Kriya, so Kriya, when you speak about words, so then you could speak about Kriya, then it makes sense to say that I'm reading. Kriya has the connotation when you're talking about Pesukei Tevos, you're talking about one word separate from another. Shenkin, when you're talking about sounds, you're not talking about words, so the word Lishmoa makes a lot more sense. So therefore the Ran says that it just makes sense in terms of Lashon HaKodesh, that you don't say Lishmoa Megillah, you say a Mikra Megillah, because each word in the Megillah is a separate entity, it's a word. Mashenkin, the sound is more neat unto the Lashon of Shmiya rather than to a Kriya type of a Lashon. That's what the Ran says. So the Chara, there were probably the Shanim who would have answered the Ran's question much, much differently. The Pashas HaDvarim is that the Rambam would have answered the question much differently. The Rambam wouldn't have been bothered with the question in the first place. The Rambam, when he introduces the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, so the Rambam writes, mitzvah zesim in a terul lishmoa kol trua b'yom Rishon B'Tishrei. The Rambam formulates the nature of the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. That's a misnomer. The nature of the mitzvah is not Tkiya Shofar. The nature of the mitzvah of Yom Tshuva Lochem is a mitzvah Shmiya. You have to have a Tkiya. You don't have a Tkiya. Maybe you're not going to have a Shmiya. But the Tkiya is a Hechitim. So the Tkiya is just a technical way of getting to the point of a Shmiya Shofar. But the nature of the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is clearly Shmiya. Mashiachim, when it comes to Kriya Samagila, so what's the nature of the mitzvah of Megillah? Is the nature of the mitzvah of Megillah reading the Megillah? The nature of the mitzvah of Megillah hearing the Megillah? So clearly, the Rambam would answer that question also. The Rambam would say that, well, take a look at the bracha. The bracha is al mikra Megillah. So it's not like the Ran that they couldn't have said the Shema Megillah. They could have said the Shema Megillah. They would have wanted to say the Shema Megillah. But Chazal didn't want to institute the Shema Megillah because they wanted to highlight the fact that it's a fundamentally different mitzvah. But the nature of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is al mikra Megillah, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Kriyas HaMegillah. The mitzvah is reading the Megillah. The mitzvah is not listening to the Megillah. So the Chayru is the Ran took the technical approach to the discrepancy between the two brachas, The Pashat Advarim is that the Rambam would disagree. The Rambam who formulates the mitzvah of Shofar so fundamentally different than the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, it dafka to highlight, the bracha dafka highlights this distinction, that one is a mitzvah Shmiya and one is a mitzvah Kriya. If this is true, that one is a mitzvah Shmiya and one is a mitzvah Kriya, so then we have to go back to the original practice. One person gets up and reads the Megillah, one person gets up and blows the Shofar. So what exactly is taking place? What halachic mechanism is taking place? So according to the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah of shofar is just a shmiyah, and the tekiyah is just a hechatimtza, so then it's a little bit of a misnomer when we say that I'm going to blow the shofar to be motzi you. I'm not really being motzi you. I'm blowing a shofar. Now there's a kol shofar. You're hearing the kol shofar. So you don't need me to be motzi you and tekiyah shofar. You're being yotzi because you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah. The mitzvah is your shmiyah. That's where the mitzvah lies. In the Shmiyas HaShofar, the mitzvah is not in the Tekiyas HaShofar. The Tekiyas HaShofar is just a mere Echitimtza. But when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, that's a whole different story. If we would have defined Kriyas HaMegillah as being Shmiyas HaMegillah, then I would understand that. Well, Balkara gets up and he reads the Megillah and everybody hears it. Everyone's yet with the Shmiyah. But we're proving from the Lashon HaRabbah, from the Lashon HaBrach, it's not true. That the nature of the mitzvah is Kriyas and Hadukush L'Duchta. If the nature of the mitzvah is Kriyas, how can one person read the Megillah on behalf of everybody else? So everybody should have to read their own Megillah. So the answer is obviously based on the Gemara in Sukkah, that's from the class. This is the principle of Shemei Ka'ina. I think Gemara learns that from Sukkah. It's interesting because the Mokhor for Shemei Ka'ina is not a pasuk in Chumash, it's a pasuk in Nevi'im. So obviously we have to assume that this is a Din D'Araisa Shemei Ka'ina. We use it for Mitzvah D'Araisa, we can use it for tomorrow, for Pasha Zohar. Nobody reads alone Pasha Zohar, the Balkaria reads and he's Motzi everybody. So we use it tonight for Kiddush. You're going to make Kiddush, your wife's going to hear the Kiddush, even though everyone's mechuyev to say the Kiddush. The mitzvah Kiddush is not to hear Kiddush, the mitzvah Kiddush is to say the Kiddush. So if we're here with that, and we rely on Shemei Ka'ina all the time to hear Isis. Honestly, when the Gemara learns it out from Apostle Navi, what the Gemara means is that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, as the Gemara says in other places, aspechei akra. The Apostle Navi is just a smach to be honest, just a hint, just an allusion to that pre-existing din. So of course there's a din der Isis called Shemei Ka'ina. So comes Aloch and says, when you have a Balkaira getting up and reading the Megillah, so he's doing something very, very different than the Baltakeya by Shofar. The Baltakeya by Shofar is not being made to you in Tekiyah Shofar. You don't need Shemei Ka'ina for Tekiyah Shofar. Tekiyah Shofar, the mitzvah is a mitzvah Shemiyah. It's in the mail. Everybody's listening. In the mail, I'd say. When it comes to Kriyas Megillah, so then, in theory, everybody should be reading themselves. The only way that we can accept the Balkaira getting up and reading is that the Balkaira is being motzi of the Torah Shemei Ka'ina. So the Chora, this fundamental distinction between how a Yotzi Tekiyah Shofar through the Shemi alone, and a Yotzi contrast to Kriyas HaMegillah and a Yotzi through Shemei Ka'ina, so we have to really analyze, is this distinction really reflected properly within the halachas of Kriyas HaMegillah, within the halachas of Shemi as a Shofar? So there is a famous halacha that appears in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak, and appears in the second parak of Megillah, this is not filmed recently, about whenever somebody is motzi you in a mitzvah, so they have to be a mechuyev bedavar. Kol mechuyev bedavar motzi sarab yedei chavasan, kosh ein a mechuyev bedavar, ein a motzi sarab yedei chavasan. So when it comes to Tekiyah Shofar, the original halacha, where this mishnah appears, of mechuyev bedavar, so it's a fairish mishnah, fairish sugya, the Gemara has Mishnah, the Gemara has details about this, therefore a katan can't blow the shofar, therefore a woman can't blow the shofar. Whoever's part of the Tekiyah Shofar can't be made to Rami de Chavasan. And then the Mishnah repeats the same idea when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, called Mechuyev Bedavar in a Ra, in a Motzis Rami de Chavasan. So the Chari have to understand why this should be so. Why is there such a halacha that you require a Mechuyev Bedavar, Lahitis Rami de Chavasan? Where does this halacha come from? So Bishlama, if you hold that we're working within the guidelines of Shemei Ka'ina, so then I can begin to understand why I require Mechuyev Bedavar. Why? What does Shemei Ka'ina mean? So one could suggest that Shemei Ka'ina means as follows, that I'm saying the Kiddush, the Moshe, and I'm being Yaitim in the Kiddush. I'm being Yaitim myself the Kiddush. I'm saying the Kiddush, but there is Mitzvah V'Yaisa. And now you are listening to my Kiddush, so my Kiddush is being the Siachis to you. One may even want to use a type of a principle called Shlichos, a little bit in Yanim, some of the things we've been speaking about a little bit in Meruba, that there's a concept of shlichos, that I can do something and it can be mishyachis to you. So one could argue that's what Shemei Ka'ina really means, that I'm doing the mitzvah, and usually mitzvahs of dibur are not shyachis to shlichos. Let's say I can't say to you, I'm going to sleep today, and you go read the Megillah. They have in mind to be made to you based in the Shluch Shalom Kemaisel. So that's no good. And last year in Kiddushin, Shlichus doesn't work on Mitzvah Shibagufo. So real Shlichus, where the Mishaleach is not present, that's out of the question for Mitzvah Shibagufo. But this like quasi type of Shlichus, this is a new kind of Shlichus, this is called Shemir Koiner. So that we can begin to fathom, that we can begin to understand, Torah's Mechadish, that the Mishaleach is standing there and the Shalich is reading, so then I can understand that the Shalich is made to the Mishaleach. So let's go back to the model of Shlichus. Just as when it comes to Shlichus, we know that a person can only be a Shalich if he's betirus that particular mitzvah. Like we spoke about last year, also be a Rikos. A person wants to appoint a Shalich, wants to appoint an Eved Kenani to receive a get. A woman appoints an Eved Kenani to receive a get on her behalf. So the Gemara says that's not acceptable. Why? Because the Eved Kenani is not in the parish of Gittin, that he himself can't receive a get. He himself can't get married. So he has no Shaykhus to what he's doing. So when can I do an action that's going to be misyachis back to you? That's if I have the halacha built to create this significant action. I'm in this parish. I can create this chalos. So I'm in the chalos, so then I can do it, and then it can be misyachis back to you. But if I personally am mufka from the chalos, so what's shaykh for that chalos to be misyachis back to you? It's meaningless what I'm doing. That's the parish called b'teiras gittin v'kedushin, b'teiras shlichus. So it could be that that's a similar idea, not exactly the same as Shlichus, but there are Acharonim who use that model of Shlichus and suggest that maybe that's what's going on here as well. That when I recite Kiddush on behalf of my wife, so I'm reciting the Kiddush first and foremost for myself, and even if I was Yotze, still Yotze Motzi, and then that Kiddush that I'm saying is Mishyach, it's like a quasi Shlichus back to my wife. So I understand why I have to be Mechuyu B'davar. If I'm not a Mechuyu B'davar, you can't get off the ground. But Mechora, when it comes to shofar, so Hadra Kushla Duchta, why is the Halacha saying that you require a Mechuyu B'davar in the first place? Bishlama, if you would have held, like Rabbi Tam, that the bracha on Tkiyah Shofar is the Al-Tkiyah, with Tkiyah Shofar, that the Tkiyah is the main part of the mitzvah. There are two parts of the mitzvah. There's the Tkiyah and there's the Shmiyah. And I'm not bringing might to you with the tekiyah. It's like Shemekha Ayin. That's what the Shemekha Sa'ari and others say. That according to Rabbi Natam, I'm being might to you like Shemekha Ayin on the tekiyahs also. So then I understand why you require Mechuyu B'davar. But if you hold like the Rambam, if you hold like the Pashas of the Varmir, that by Shofar, there's no mitzvah tekiyah. Shofar is just a Hechitimsa, just the Mitzvah of the Varmir. The Mitzvah of the Varmir is that you have to have a tekiyah. You don't have a tekiyah, really, no one's going to be able to hear it. So why does the Latakeh have to be a Mechuyu B'davar? Why does Allah say that the Baltikeya has to be a man, has to be over the age of a mitzvah? What's the big deal? I can come to shul, a woman will be blow shofar, the 10-year-old kid will blow the shofar. What's the big deal? If the woman is creating the shofar, is creating the kol shofar, and the kid is creating the kol shofar, why does Halacha say that you require a mechuyu b'davar? So the chayra one has to say as follows. One has to touch up a definition of the mitzvah shofar in the following way. When we say that the mitzvah shofar is to hear a shofar, so what does it mean to hear a shofar? To hear just a ram's horn? That's what it means. No, the mitzvah is to hear a kol shel mitzvah, a kol shel mitzvah shofar. Not just to hear the physical sound emanating from a ram's horn. The monkey comes and blows the ram's horn. That's not called a kol shofar. That's called music. That's called an instrument b'yalma. What creates the? It's always hard to speak about a chepza when you're speaking about something which is not a chepza. But Reb Chaim did it, so we can do it also. What creates the chepza of the tekiyah shofar? What creates the chepza of the kol shofar? What creates the chepza of the kol shofar is someone who's mitzvah b'mitzvah, someone who's mechuyu b'davar. Only someone who's in the parsha of shofar can create the chepza of shofar. Like what Moshe Daloch is, only someone who's mechuyu in tefillin can write tefillin. Only someone who's mechuyu in tefillin can write a sefer Torah. In order to create the chefza shall tefillin, the kedush tefillin, so it has to be someone who's shayach to the mitzvah, someone who's mechuyu b'davar. So over here, only a mechuyu b'davar can create that new chal Hashem called the kol shel shofar, kol shel mitzvah. And the mela for others to hear, in order to be yaitzeh, they have to hear a zak kol, they have to hear such a kol. But this is a very, very different story than what's going on with Kriyas and Megillah. But Kriyas and Megillah, it's much easier to understand why the halacha is that the person has to be a Mechuyu B'davar. The person is not a Mechuyu B'davar, so then what's Shayach to say Shemeh Ka'oner? So the Chari, that's a fundamental difference. That even though, at the end of the day, the halacha is that you require a Mechuyu B'davar. Both by Shofar and by Kriyas and Megillah, the Chari is for two very, very different reasons. One is B'Torah Shemeh Ka'oner, that's by Kriyas and Megillah, which is easier to understand. And the other is the creation of a kol shel mitzvah by Tishah, which is a little bit more difficult to understand. But at the end of the day, the halacha is going to be the same. This halacha that we usually assume that Kriyas and Megillah is a mitzvah shel kriya. So there was some Rishonim who threw the question whether this is always true. So there's a famous Tosfos, the beginning of the second Megillah. The Tosfos comments on the Gemara says Megillah not Dalet. And Noshim Chayavos, the Megillah, women are obligated in the Megillah. She'af hei hayabi also aneis, that they were also included in the miracle of Purim. So what the Pashas and the Gemara is that if women are obligated in the Megillah, then they can be mochi men in the Megillah. And they're Chayavos bedava, so Mochi bedava can be mochi somebody else. Loshim lada bedome. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Nachof Kimmel, that when it comes to Neiris Chanukah, so only someone who's chayav in the mitzvah can light Neiris Chanukah on behalf of the Bnei Havayis. Let's say, for example, a child, a five-year-old kid wants to light Neiris Chanukah to be mowed to the parents, so that's not acceptable. If he's a Gila Chinuch, then it's Machlokes and Rishonim. Maybe he can, but if he's a Gila Chinuch, then for sure it's no good. Or if there's a goy, the person has a goy, who's in the house, they have a live-in babysitter, so she's a part of the Bnei Abayi, she eats all the meals, she sleeps in the house, so she's part of the family. So instead of kid, parents and kids are home one night, so they called up the babysitter, listen, you go ahead and you light the menorah on behalf of us, so she can't do that. Because the halacha is that it has to be a hatloka, hayidei someone who's a mechuyav b'davar. So the Gemara says in that context, a woman can light Neiris Chanukah on behalf of her husband, because afei rabbi yosef aneis, it's clear from the Gemara that women's obligation Neiris Chanukah is mamish on par, exact same level as a man's obligation, therefore they can be motzi men. So when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara says the same phrase, afei rabbi yosef aneis, the chora, it should mean the same thing, that women are obligated to the same extent as men, and therefore women can be motzi men. So although there was some Mishan who did maintain this, so he says, quotes in the name of the Baal Halachas Gedolos, that it's not true. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, early, from the period of the Gaonim, says that it's not true. There's a whole Shia, there's a Tisefta that may indicate that way, that maybe yeah, maybe no, that a woman cannot be mostly a man in Kriyas HaMegillah. This is one of the mysteries of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, that no one's exactly sure why this should be so. I'm sure Dr. Bell's like to tell you one of the seven reasons why. We're not going to talk about all seven. We'll only talk quickly about one that's relevant for us. So the one that actually appears in Rishonim, there are a few that appear in the Acharonim, one or two that appear in Rishonim. So one, the prevalent reason that appears in Rishonim is the following yisod, that whereas men achayavim in Kriyas HaMegillah, women are only obligated in Shmiyas HaMegillah. Of course, the question becomes, why in the world did Chazal formulate such a chiluk? So there are a lot of lumdisha reasons why Chazal may have formulated such a chiluk between Shmiyah and Kriya, why women are only chayavas in hearing the Megillah. One could suggest, just Mahalach, is that most women at that time probably didn't know how to read, especially not to be able to read from Mitoch HaKlach, Mitoch Kisvei HaKodesh. So it could be that Chazal didn't want to formulate the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. It would have been a psachuch ha'tlula to institute that women are chayavs in Kriyas HaMegillah. So they formulated the mitzvah a little bit different. And Chavu Masakin, if a man who by and large knew how to read Kisvei HaKodesh, so they formulated the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But women, they wanted women to be involved in the mitzvah, but to formulate Kriyas HaMegillah wouldn't have been appropriate. So they changed the format of the mitzvah a little bit. Again, one could suggest such a thing. And I don't think it would have any impact on halacha. I mean, if Lamaisa, whatever the takana was, that's where the takana stands. Whether women know how to read today or not, that's irrelevant. So again, it's just a possible suggestion. That's the one. That's what he said. Oh, it's a publisher, Poshas, Balabatish, Mahalach. Sometimes that's the most evident of Mahalach. It's more Poshas than more evident sometimes. Whatever the case may be, according to these Rishonim, this Tosfos who claim this is Nasa Mahag, that women are, in fact, chayavas in the Megillah, but they're only chayavas in Shmiyah, not in Kriya. Therefore, the halacha is that a woman can't be motzi a man, because even though a woman is chayavas in the Megillah, but she's not chayavas to the same extent as a man, it's a different type of a mitzvah. So therefore, klapei the chiyav of Kriya, she's considered to be an ena mechuyav b'davar. So how could she possibly read the Balkari? How could she possibly read the Megillah? She's not a mechuyavas b'davar. So therefore, it's based on this Bahag, this one reading of Tosfos, the B'yasa Bahag, that women, lamaisa, are not motzi men. Is there anything relevant based on this Shita Sabahag, based on this Tosfos, that's relevant for us besides just the technical question, can a woman be motzi a man? So we mentioned, although the halacha is clear that the bracha of Kriyas HaMegillah is al mikra Megillah, there is a Mordechai that throws into question whether this bracha would be true if a woman is reading the Megillah. Let's say the woman is reading the Megillah for herself, So not being made to anybody else, no men, no women, it's not a public reading, not a partner. The woman's stuck on a desert island, she has a cloth, she doesn't know how to read, so she's going to read the Megillah for herself. So what is that locha? What is the correct bracha that she should recite? Comes to Mordechai and says, wait a second, that's not portion anymore. How could you recite the bracha on Mikra Megillah? She's not chayavas in Mikra Megillah. So the more correct bracha for her to recite would be Lishmo Megillah. The same way the Ron asked the Kasha, how come we don't all say Lishmo Megillah? So the Mordechai says, half the world does. The women recite Lishmo Megillah. Obviously, if a woman comes to shul and she's hearing Kriyas Megillah from a man, the man's saying Mikra Megillah, so she doesn't have to say her own Lishmo Megillah. But if she's only a woman who's reading, then lechera she should recite the bracha Lishmo Megillah. This is what the Mordechai suggests. And there are more paskins like this. So this can become relevant not only in terms of a woman reciting the bracha, this can become relevant for a man who's reciting the bracha on behalf of a woman. So let's say the Muslim man, he already heard Kriyas Megillah, now he's waiting 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's waiting for his wife, he's waiting for a woman who's not well, whatever it is, he's waiting for somebody the Megillah. So what should be the correct bracha? So according to this Ramah, according based on this Mordechai, based on this Tais and this Mahag, so the bracha should be Lishmo Megillah. Now who's going to recite this bracha? So one of two people could recite this bracha. Either the woman herself could recite the bracha, and then I'll go ahead, she'll make the bracha, and then I'll go ahead and read it on her behalf. Or, let's say the woman doesn't feel comfortable, the woman doesn't know how to say the bracha, so then I can recite the bracha on her behalf as well, because this is a birchas hamitzvah. When it comes to a birchas hanenin, the Gemara says in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, let's say if I want to eat a piece of bread and you want to eat a piece of bread, so then it's okay, I can recite a motzi b'motzi, as we do in the Shabbos meal, so that's all right. What if I don't want to eat a piece of bread? I ate already, I'm not hungry. And you want to eat a piece of bread, and you don't know how to make hamotzi. So the Gemara says, I cannot recite hamotzi just to be made to you. Why? Because I'm called an Eina Mechuyu B'Dover. I can only be motzi someone in a bracha if I'm a Mechuyu B'Dover. So if I'm making the bracha for myself, so then I'm Mechuyu B'Dover. I want to eat bread, so I'm Mechuyu B'Motzi. If I don't want to eat bread, I'm not Mechuyu B'Motzi. So I can't be motzi you in a bracha. So the Gemara says, if that's true, so then how come when it comes to brichas hamitzvahs, that's not the case? How come when it comes to brichas hamitzvahs, let's say, Lamashal, you're putting on tefillin, I put tefillin on already today, I'm helping you put on tefillin, so the halach is, I can make the bracha, shaking the shon, and you answer amen, and that's perfectly okay. So how is that? Why don't we say that I'm an ein mechui b'dover klapei the bracha? So comes the Gemara and says, no, there's a very big difference between mitzvahs and food. That the brichas hamitzvahs is a concept of arvos. Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazah is not just a song, it's a halachic concept. And what it tells us is that if there's another Jew out there who hasn't put on tefillin yet, so I haven't been yaitim echiyav legamri. I'm still considered to be a mechuyav b'davar. So therefore, klapei birchas hamitzvahs, I'm always labeled as a mechuyav b'davar, even though I was yaitzi already. That's the principle the Gemara develops in the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah called afavishi yatzim yaitzi. Even though I was yaitzi already in the bracha, it doesn't matter, I'm still called a mechuyav b'davar. Rosh Enkin klapei apples. I'm not mechuyev. There's no cloud. Kol Ravens represent to make sure all the friends eat apples. If you want to eat an apple, eat an apple. You don't want to eat an apple, don't eat an apple. I'm not a mechuyev b'davar to make sure that you eat an apple. So the mele klapei that bracha by praise. I'm an ein mechuyev b'davar. That's a cloud the Gemara develops in terms of difference between birchas hamitzvahs and contrast to birchas hananin. The only two exceptions, or the only two mentioned in the Gemara's exceptions to the birchas hananin rule, is the bar pregafen of kiddush and hamotzi lechem min aretz bechilas matzah. The reason being is that since there's a brichas and mitzvah linked to these brichas and nanin, so even the brichas and nanin takes on the status of a brichas and mitzvah. So let's say, Marshall, I heard Kiddush already. Now I'm coming to my neighbor at 10 o'clock at night to help them to say Kiddush in the behalf, and I'm not going to drink the wine right now. So the halach is that it's okay for me to say Bar Priya Gofen and to say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and they can go ahead and drink the wine, that's perfectly okay. The brichas and nanin, Bar Priya Gofen, I can't be mochi while not being yotzi myself. The answer is a different type of Bar Priya Gofen, a different type of Birchas Hananin. This becomes subsumed under the heading of Birchas HaMitzvahs. So when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, the halacha is that Afa Pishi Yotzah Moitzi, I can recite the Birchas HaMitzvah for you, even though I was a Yotzi already. So when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, it's the same story. That when I go ahead at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I read the Megillah for a woman, so Afa Pishi Yotzah Moitzi, so I'm still considered to be a mechubidav. I'm still a mechubidav vis-a-vis the Megillah itself, and I'm still a mechubidav vis-a-vis the brachas. So I can also recite the brachas on behalf of the woman. So it's either the woman's going to say her own brachas, or I'm going to say the brachas. Poskim right, if she knows how to say herself, she should say it herself. Why should she be, I'd say, based on my saying of the brachas? But lechatchila, she should say it herself. She can't say herself, then I should say it on her behalf. So what bracha should I say? What should the nuskah bracha be? So then I'm all right. The bracha has to be with Shema and Megillah. It can't be on Mikra Megillah, because the woman is not chayav as in Kriyas Megillah. So the question is, should we really follow this Ramah? Should we pass in Lamais like this Ramah? So there are others who are mefakfik and just track on the Ramah for two possible reasons. First of all, who says we pass like this Bahag in the first place? And meaning is that women aren't Moti men in Kriyas and Megillah. That means that we pass in the Vada like the Bahag. We're so convinced the Bahag's Chiluk was right. We don't know. There are Gedali and Rishonim who held that women can be Moti men. So that's not a minik. We're not going to change a minik for 1,000 years. Women have been Moti men. So we're not going to start doing it today, hopefully. But that we pass in the Vados, that the Bahag is right, that's highly questionable. Number two, even if the Bahag is right, we're so convinced that this is the right beer in the Bahag. There's another six other possible beer in the Bahag. Shekisai has a beer, and Mahesh has a beer, everybody has a cold, everyone has a different beer in the Bahag. So to say that we're convinced that this is the correct Shita, and this is the correct beer in the Shita, that's highly questionable. So the whole Mordechai is built on this Tosfos with Asa Bahag. We're not sure the Bahag is right, we're not sure Tosfos' presentation of the Bahag is right. So that's what some of them fact make, that to go ahead and change a bracha, to make up a bracha, the Shema Megillah. We don't have precedent in Shas for this bracha. There is no place in Shas that says, to quote this bracha, Shekin Yishanam, it's all the Shema Megillah. So tell them we don't find this bracha anywhere. So that's what there is somewhere opposed to the changing of this bracha.
Even
for the one we reach for ourselves. But then there are others, the Sternbruch and Mu'ad Muzmarim, points out the following, not a possible ha'ara against this bracha. Because we know the age old machlokes between Rabbi Natan and the Rambam that a woman is ptura from a mitzvah, so can she recite a bracha now? So the moshe woman sits in the sukkah, or a woman shakes the lulav, so she throws a mitzvah such as man grama. She wants to volunteer, she can volunteer. We have no problem volunteering certain mitzvahs and say she's man grama, but can she do so with a bracha? So the Rambam says absolutely not. The Rambam holds it to mamash a bracha levatola, and Rabbi Natan holds it perfectly okay. Machlokes we show him a deal from a gemara kedushin, whether it's a good raya, not a good raya, it's a sugya in and of itself. How do we pass in halacha? So we know, of course, it's machlokes the mechaber and the Rambam, the mechaber who the sfarim and follow pass in, of course, like the Rambam, that women do not recite brachas when they're pturos from the mitzvah, and the Rambam, the Ashkenazim follow pass in, like Rabbi Natan, that they do recite brachas. So comes the Shtermach and says, when a woman gets up and she's about to read the Megillah, or a man's about to read the Megillah on behalf of the woman, so l'chora, even if Tosfos in the Bahag is right, all right, that the woman is ptura from Kriyas Megillah, but what if she wants to volunteer Kriyas Megillah, so to speak? She's not only doing what she's mechuyev to do out Shmiras Megillah. She wants to volunteer that dimension of chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah, so she can do so. She's not mechuyev to do so, but she can do so. Not only can she do so, she can even recite a bracha on that. Yes, for Sternberg. What's the difference between the woman, we let her in Sukkos make a bracha on the Tilas Lulav, even though she's Ptura from the Tilas Lulav. So why can't she make the bracha on Mikra Megillah, even though she's Ptura from Mikra Megillah? Let her make the bracha on Mikra Megillah, B'taras, Eidu Mitzvah V'yaisa. According to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, I understand you can't do that. But according to the Rambam, probably women, the Chayavos in Kriyas Megillah, probably women can be Motzi Man, according to the Rambam. So a host of Torah is just the Das of the Hag with Das of Tosfos. We're trying to find the nusach, correct bracha for the nusach bracha for the women to say, to be, I'd say, the idea of Shmiya. So what's the big deal? Let her make a bracha on Mikra Megillah, and she's good with Mar of Shach. If she's Chayavis in Mikra, so good, Matzah, the bracha was correct. And if she's only Chayavis in Shmiya, so she's only Chayavis in Shmiya, so then Balabach, she's Yaitse the bracha, and it's not a bracha Levatala, because it's no worse than a woman volunteering to make a bracha Leishi B'sukkah, Ram Atilas Lula. That's what Shtermach's Taina. So if Shtermach's Taina is right, L'chera, one can distinguish between whether the woman herself makes the bracha, or whether the man is making the bracha on behalf of the woman. If the woman makes the bracha herself, then that's correct. Then Tata L'chera, there should be no reason that she can't say Al Mikra Megillah, because either she's Chayavis in Mikra Megillah, or she's Ptura, and she's saying it B'taras, and it's in the Yaitse. But if the man's going to say it, and I already heard the Megillah, I'm reading for now for a woman, I'm going to get up and say, I'm Mikra Megillah, that's a Pasha. We said before, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that I can be Moti somebody in a Bracha, even though I was Yotze already. That's only someone who's Mechuyim in the Bracha. What if, let's say, I shook Lulav already, now a woman comes and asks me, help me shake Lulav and make the Bracha for me. I'm not allowed to do that. I can make a Bracha for her. You can't say Arvas on that. Arvas only makes sense on mitzvahs that people are Mechuyim in. To say Alatilas Lula for a woman to be Yotze, her mitzvah, and I was Yotze ready, that's like making an Abar praise for somebody else's apple. I'm not Mechuyev to make sure all the women in the world shake Lulav. I'm Mechuyev to make sure all the men in the world shake Lulav. So the Chorah, if the woman herself is willing to get up and make the bracha on Mikra Megillah, the Chorah Shemrach is right, the Mar of Shach. Either she's Chayavis in Mikra Megillah, like other Rishon, who disagree with the Bahag and Taisus, so the bracha is good, or she's Petura, and it's Lo Gora from a. from a Eidim Chubidov. Mashiachin, if it's the man who's reciting the bracha on behalf of the woman, so then we have a problem. So if the end this is, like the Bahag and Tosos, that she's really Ptura from Kriyas Megillah, then the man can't get up and say with a straight face, I'm Mikra Megillah to polter her, because that's not an appropriate bracha. So the only bracha that the man can recite on behalf of the woman would be the Shemaya Megillah. So Chopanim, it seems to be there are three possible permutations lahalocha here as to how one should be noyeg in terms of Kriyas Megillah for women. So either one says the bracha is the same, the whole Bahag and Tosos is not right, forget the whole story. Whether the man's reading it for the woman, the woman's reading it for herself, she could always say, I'll make her Megillah and forget about it. Or the other extreme, like the Ramah, Pasha seems to say, is that you always say Lishma Megillah. When women are involved, so there's no man there who's being Yetzei, so then you always change the Nuscha Brach to Lishma Megillah. And then one could suggest a possible Schiluk, that when the woman reads for herself, that she could say, I'm Mekor Megillah, but Torah Seinu Mitzvah V'Yosha. When the man reads it for us, then maybe you have to stick to the bracha of the Mordechai of the Shema Megillah. So there are a lot of different minhagim about this, what to do the Maisa. But all of this stems from the fact that there may be a distinction between men and women, even if a man for sure the mitzvah is Mekor Megillah, different than Kishofar. Kishofar is the Korchar Kodram on the Lishmaha. Even though Kriyat Megillah is basically a mitzvah of Mikra, a mitzvah of Kriya. For women, one could argue that the woman's mitzvah may be closer to the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar, which is Shmiya, rather than Tekiah. Next week, next Friday, there won't be a Shia. We're going to be out of town.